So the disciples were arguing about which one of them was the greatest. But Jesus said, "To be great, you must be small." Keep watching if you want to know what he meant. See, in Mark 9:33 through 37, they came to Capernaum. When he was in the house, he asked them, "What are you arguing about on the road?" But they kept quiet, because on the way they had argued about who was the greatest. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, "Anyone who wants to be first must be the very last and the servant of all." He took a little child, whom he placed among them. Taking the child in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me." So what does a little child have that makes them the greatest in God's eyes? A little child is trusting without knowing all the details. They have faith without even recognizing it. They trust their parents will care for all of their needs. They're dependent, they're humble, and they don't care about image. They're simple-minded and are like little sponges soaking up all that we teach them. See, children aren't concerned about being the greatest. If we want to be the greatest, we need to be like a little child. To be great, we have to be small. In humbleness, we need to obey our Father and serve others, trusting Him to care for us, to guide us, just like a little child.